It's a nationwide initiative, and we are so excited about it. It's the first ever Anna and Raven Adopt and Rescue, and it's all happening at Little Shelter in Huntington this Sunday. David Seeley, David, you're kind of the mastermind, and really, the amount of good work you do for pet adoption is incredible, and we are so excited to team up with you for our first event.
Thank you so much for working with us on this. We're very lucky to be able to do what we do.
David, you guys at Little Shelter have a unique situation, right? You've got multiple locations. You've got a sanctuary arm of the shelter, too. Let's just talk a little bit about the history of Little Shelter and what you guys do.
So Little Shelter is actually Suffolk County's first humane society. This past April was our 94th anniversary. So we're closing in on 100 years. What we do is we go out and we help the overcrowded shelters on Long Island and, you know, across the nation, and pull them to Little Shelter, which is a no-kill shelter. So they get to be with us until we find them their forever homes. But in animal rescue, oftentimes you're either an animal rescue and a shelter or a sanctuary, and Little Shelter is both. Our sanctuary is 110 acres, and it's in upstate New York. And that's for our animals that are overlooked for either behavioral or medical concerns. You know, because as pretty as a little shelter is, we've got 6 acres of property. If they're here too long, they'll develop problems.
Mm-hmm.
So they get to live out their life up there. There's no more chain link. They've got their own rooms. They will have television, couches, pictures on the walls, you name it. So it's a very different, very unique operation that we run here.
How do you feel about allowing a human retirement arm of that?
Because, exactly.
I mean, because you don't just actually rescue animals, too. I mean, that's the other part about Little Shelter. I mean, the story is even deeper than that, if you can imagine. So you also do quite a bit to help people in the community around there, too. Let's talk about those programs.
Yeah, sure. So we've got several initiatives that go out into the community, into the schools, that helps the children that have issues developing their social skills. And what they'll do is they'll read to the dogs, and we've seen their personalities blossom. Another program, it's called the Animal Soup Kitchen. When people fall on hard times and can't afford the basics, we don't want them to turn their animals into shelters. So we provide that to them free of cost.
So your organization is obviously fantastic, and what you do to help animals is incredible. But this event that's going on this weekend that we're inviting the community to come to, this is a huge adoption event. There's going to be pets available for adoption this Sunday from 12 to 5. Raven and I will be there as well. What kind of animals can we expect to be, you know, looking for a home?
You're going to be able to see kittens, puppies, adult dogs, teenage dogs, anything's from chihuahuas to chows. We're going to have something for everybody at this event.
Oh, that is so exciting.
So exciting.
Yeah. How do I not leave with 3 dozen dogs?
I was just going to say, 100 dogs. I was going to have 6 of them. Just, I just want them jumping all over my face.
You know, David, when we talk about Clear the Shelter events, I mean, obviously the shelter is never clear when it's something, you know, that large, the work you're doing. But it doesn't mean that every little bit doesn't help and doesn't count. So even people that are not, you know, looking for a pet right now or not able to get a pet where they live or for whatever reasons possible, there's plenty that they can do and plenty that they can enjoy with the event coming up this weekend.
At the event specifically, we're going to have lots of raffle prizes. Someone's going to win $25,000 or a brand new Mercedes.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Which is super exciting. It's one of my favorite parts of my job. But we find something for everybody to help us out with.
As an animal lover, I'm a sucker for a good puppy photo. So, yeah. I mean, there'll be plenty of those things for you to check out and plenty of ways that you can help, too. The reach is extensive.
Littleshelter.org to read more about them. And otherwise, we'll see you this Sunday.
It's Anna and Raven's Adopt and Rescue.
Thank you so much, David. We can't wait to hang out with you this weekend.
No, thank you guys. I'm really looking forward to seeing you.